The phone right now to Representative Fred Durhall. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
And of Detroit, I'm sorry. I forgot to mention that off the top of it.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a busy day and things happening fast and furiously at the Capitol, aren't they?
Oh, yes. Yes, they are. In fact, the Senate just got through.
Like just right now?
Just right now, passing a reapportionment bill.
So it has gone through from the House into the Senate now, and so now it goes to the governor?
Yes.
Well, see, we're breaking news right here. I didn't have that information yet. That hadn't come to me yet.
Well, it just happened about 10 minutes ago.
Okay. Well, yesterday, just about this time, 24 hours ago, the House passed the bill, the bills on both House and Senate district maps, and you weren't terribly pleased with the way they were drawn. How are your feelings today now that it's gone through the Senate?
Well, I don't have any further, feeling about it in a positive way.
Well,
I think that the Republican Party has put a rush on this and gotten legislation through. I just totally disagree with the maps that were drawn, and I think they are devastating for the city of Detroit, particularly. And very harmful to other areas in Michigan as well.
Well, you had said yesterday, right after the vote, that that the bill, the reapportionment bills, as the maps as they were drawn, still had caused severe problems. And again, nothing has changed from them from yesterday. So there's some serious problems here. You still believe?
Yes, we have serious problems. Serious enough for us to be ready to complain about this. A process. We will be filing a formal complaint. I can tell you that.
I was going to ask, what is the step that would be in this situation?
The first step is to do a letter to the Attorney General indicating our severe problems with this and requesting that there be a intervention on that behalf. And if it doesn't happen, then of course we go to the United States Justice Department, which we intend to do.
And so that could hold up the process, or would
the process has to be taken care of by November 1st.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to be moving rather rapidly with regard to next steps.
The several of the districts were of great concern. Many of them, right where you are in the Detroit area,
yes.
Often over and over again in talking to various folks about this issue, both. Representatives and senators, we kept hearing about the snake-like districts and the odd drawings. I spoke yesterday with Jocelyn Benson, who worked on the redistricting campaign for the people were putting forward with the plans, and she also is an attorney and talked about the Supreme Court throwing out maps that were drawn oddly and oddly shaped. Do you think just on that basis some of this could be changed?
I do. I think that there's an issue about compactness, which is something that is clear as it relates to the Voting Rights Act. We think that there have been several violations there. We believe that the construct, the chemistry of how the Republicans put their population counts together was wrong and in violation of the Voters' Rights Act. They say that it's not. They say that theirs are able to meet state and federal standards. We say that they simply do not, and they could have been much more creative in the way that they chose to do this. But what they did was to give us a take-it-or-leave-it kind of arrangement. The maps that they created conflict very much with the maps that we gave them that we believe met both standards, the APOL standards and the Voters' Rights Act standards.
Now, are those the maps that they were given yesterday?
They were given maps some time ago.
Okay, because some information I had said, they were given but released yesterday. I'm sorry.
No, they had maps. They had maps, and they had them in a timely fashion. What they decided to do was to give us an alternative map, which was totally unacceptable to us. It would have divided Southwest Detroit. We were not going to allow that to happen. First of all, I think we need to be real. The Republican Party does not win the seats in Detroit ever. Never, ever. In a primary election, most of the seats that we have in Detroit, in fact, all the seats in Detroit, are primary election-oriented. That is, if you win the primary, you win the seat, because there's not enough Republican vote there, literally, to have a general election. In most cases, we have them because they always put a Republican in the race. But the Republican gets trounced. I mean, in my district 6, which is right Detroit, we beat that person probably 15-1. So, I mean, the Republican Party doesn't get anything out of Detroit. And my question was, why are you messing with the city of Detroit? We knew that we had to lose at least one seat. We took care of that in our map that was given to them. We eliminated a seat.
Is there any way to get an answer to that question, sir?
They'll have to give you the answer.
I know that literally, mm-hmm. but that it has to come up in discussion when you ask the question, pose the question in whatever form, why are you messing with the city of Detroit?
Answer right off the cuff is going to be, well, the city of Detroit lost population. They went from 750,000 down to 713,777. That's the current number. And so their belief is whoever lost the most population should lose the most seats. And Lund, Representative Lund, who was chairman of that of the reapportioned committee in the House, made that statement.
My next question to you, I guess, is do you understand the confusion of folks listening to this now?
Oh, absolutely.
The Republicans are saying we did it right, we followed the law. The Democrats are saying we have serious questions about legality and constitutionality. When we're sitting here listening, and I'm among them, sitting here listening going, well, where is the truth? Where is what's accurate?
Look, just because a person brings what they consider to be their facts to the table, that's why you have courts and you have arbiters to be able to, you know, discern where the facts are. Folks can say that they, and particularly in this case, give you an example. The real example about this is that the Republicans are saying that we counted only African American votes in order to make up these districts, and that you cannot use combined vote. Of African-American and Hispanic community, for example, in order to determine the voting percentages and the compilation of population. Well, there's a case out there in the court that says you can't do that, but then there are other cases out there in different states that say that you can.
Well, yeah, this is...
So it's going to be something that has to be... It's a legal question,
mm-hmm.
in terms of, you know, who's interpreting how you got your data, and is your data right?
Do you think that's where we're headed with this?
We are going to court. I can tell you that. Yes.
Okay.
That's what the Black Caucus is going to do.
Well, sir, I can't thank you enough for your time this evening. I know it's precious time, and I thank you for your generosity with it and giving us your perspective and where we move forward with this. Thank you, sir.
Okay, you're so welcome.
Thank you very much.